Welcome back once again. Of course, we are at CattleCon 26. This year it is in Nashville. I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network. Lalamond is where we are at on the trade show floor, and I'm excited because Kip Cargis has joined us now to talk more about the company and the important role it's going to play in the health of your cattle. So let's talk a little bit about the company itself.
Fantastic. Thanks for visiting with us here today, Susan. It's kind of an exciting time here at NCBA. You know, we do this on an annual event, and it's really cool that we can come down here and meet people, and especially in our industry, bring some value to the customer, right? So the big picture, though, with Lalamond, because we have a tendency to fly underneath the radar screen, so to speak, a little bit, it's a global company. We're about 6,500 people strong. We're in the top three as far as production of yeast and microorganisms. And so you want to start talking about different functionalities of yeast and the different things that yeast are being used in fermentation, whether that's bread, whether that's inoculants for silage with microorganisms, whether that's a live organism that can be fed to an animal to improve animal efficiencies. Those are types of things that Lalamond does really, really well. We're a really old company. We've been around since the late 1800s. It's owned by the Chanon family out of Montreal, and they've owned it since 1952, and it's just grown leaps and bounds since then.
Why is it important to have introduction of microorganisms into our cattle, whether it's beef or dairy? Why is it important for them to have this a part of their everyday life?
Well, fantastic question, because fermentation is our passion. Whether that's a brewery or whether that's bread or whether that's some type of culture for human consumption. What about a ruminant? That's all about fermentation, right? And so we're trying to ferment different types of feedstuffs and try to get the optimization of those nutrients out of those ingredients for what? For production of milk, protein sources for human consumption. And so how we do that is trying to optimize fermentation. Yeast is one of those critical components that can be included into the matrix of a ration formulation to try to optimize fermentation.
So once they consume it, let's talk about the process that this goes through and why, what you see and how it probably improves gut health.
Gut health is a hot topic right now for sure. You can break this down. We like to break it down at least into rumen health and then hindgut health. With rumen health, what are we talking about there? You got cow-calf backgrounding, feedlot. There's a lot of different steps the animal's going to go through in the production process. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of stresses that we overimpose on these animals today. Anything that we can do for gut health to help keep that gut healthy and keep that animal on feed is money in the bank. Because at the end of the day, we're feeding bugs, right? In the rumen, it's a fermentation process. What do they like? Consistency. And so the more we can, better job that we can do at keeping consistent microorganism flora in that rumen, the better our fermentation is going to be, and so the better end result for the animal in each step of that process along the way.
What are we talking, Kip, turnaround? When you start feeding this and the specific live bacteria, how long till you start really noticing some changes in the health of your animals?
It can be very quickly, a couple days, because it's a live yeast organism, and it's going to go do its job right away, especially the one that we have that attacks fiber and improves fiber digestibility for us. It's 1 or 2 days, and that organism is at work. The other one that we have works in the hind gut of the animal. So now we're talking about paternity, which is that particular strain of yeast is one of the number one probiotics consumed by humans. And we're utilizing it in cattle, you know? And so if it's good for you and me, it ought to be good for the animal. And it is. And it does a lot of good things, especially when we get in a situation where you have a lot of challenges, stress challenges. The gut has a tendency to want to shut down because the animal's not eating and not drinking. And so anything that we can do to stimulate that gut to stay healthy and protect it, that's a positive thing for us.
And what a great opportunity to be here at NCBA and talking to cattlemen and really explaining the benefits of why they need to be feeding this to their cattle.
For sure. There are a lot of new technologies in the marketplace today, and I encourage people to maybe expand their horizons a little bit and look over the fence and say, okay, if it's good for human consumption, like we were talking about with one of the probiotics, why couldn't we be utilizing it in cattle? And we are utilizing some of these tools in the cattle industry today. And so it's a learning curve that we're going through right now, educational curve. But more and more people are coming to this and starting to say, yeah, that's an all-natural product that I can utilize, and it's not going to hurt my animal. And that there's a lot of positive things that can come from these types of conversations.
So where do they go for more information?
They can come right here to our booth right here at NCBA at booth number is 2535. Come on by, stop by, talk to us. We're going to be here. I'd love to visit with you.
And beyond the show?
And beyond the show, we can go to our website, lalamon.com. You can get there and you can find all kinds of information. And you can reach out to us as well and catch somebody on by phone. If you stop here, you're for sure going to catch one of us.
All right. Thanks so much. Kip Carr just joins us with Lalamon as we are here at CattleCon 26. I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.